Sunny 101.3.
Back through Activity Center at Sagerhart School in Fall City. John Nixon, Randy Gattula with me here, courtside, as we get ready for our third game of the day. This between the Pawnee City Indians, the number 3 seed in this tournament, and the second seeded Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. Bobcats are ranked number 7 in Class C2, and they will come in here against Pawnee City, a team that's 11-5. EMF is 17-2. Those only two losses, Randy. John Brock.
It's going to be a great matchup here, John. What I had a chance to see EMF when they played at home against Sacred Heart, I was very impressed with Grady Bresson. Bresson is 6'6". He's just a sophomore. He averages 17 points a ball game, but his strong point is his rebounding. And he has a tendency, watching Grady Bresson, a lot of the big men, you know, they'll rebound the ball under the basket, just keep pulling down offensive rebounds and shooting it back until they score. Grady Bresson has a tendency to go hard after those offensive rebounds, and when he does pull one down, he's not afraid to hand it over to his teammate on the other side of the basket for the easy shot off the glass. So he gets a lot of assists that all occur within 3 feet of the bucket. So you'll see that from him tonight, and that's impressive for a sophomore.
And if he grows into that frame, he'll really be something in a couple of years.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, he's going to be a good one.
Well, let's take a look at our starters tonight. First of all, for Pawnee City, Coach Hanley Socorro will go with 6'2" senior Drew Minigan, a 5'11" junior in Tyler Tettmeyer, a 5'10" senior in Anthony Kling, a 5'11" junior in Trey Kling, and 5'10" senior Jet Farwell. Drew Minigan, Tyler Tettmeyer, Anthony Kling, Trey Kling, and Jet Farwell for Pawnee City. For Coach Brian Arp, his EMF Bobcats starting five will be Mason Foster, a 6 foot senior. Mikey Bartu is a 5'11" senior. Freddie Bress is a 6'6" sophomore. Christian Conley is a 5'11" junior. And Zach Bosler, a 6'3" junior for the EMF Bobcats today.
John, I've had a chance to see the Pawnee City boys play several times this season. And they're playing some pretty well-balanced team basketball there. Anthony Kling is their leading scorer. He averages 20 points per game and 6.5 rebounds. Jet Farwell, not far behind, he's getting 15 points a game and 8 rebounds. But the big thing I've seen in development from last year, and that's Trey Kling, Anthony's little brother, Trey's chipping in 5.6 points per game, but he's pulling down 7.5 rebounds per contest, and I don't have assist numbers for him. But what I'm seeing from Trey Kling here, he's one of the reasons that Anthony Kling is getting all the points that he is. Trey is not afraid, again, to hand that ball off to his older brother, and that sets Anthony up for the easy basket off the glass. Drew Minigan in that starting lineup, he's shipping in 6.3 points per ball game. So anybody out there on the floor for Pawnee City on any given night can put up a number of points. Now, the night that I watched EMF play at home against Sacred Heart, they won that game rather handily. Grady Bresson was the main reason behind that. He was playing well. Mason Bosler had several assists in the ball game, and Mason does a great job of looking the defense off and then feeding the ball inside to Bresson. And sometimes Bresson's got time to autograph the basketball and score before the defense can react. So Pawnee City's going to have to be aware of that tonight and watch what's going on the baseline under the basket.
Pawnee City, when it comes down to their game, it's all about speed and athleticism. They're not very big, but they are probably the most athletic team, or one of the very best athletic teams we'll see during the year.
It'd be fun to see a shot chart on Pawnee City's offense and how many points are scored inside the lane, specifically right under the bucket, because as you mentioned, Anthony Kling, Trey Kling, Jet Farwell, they're all capable of driving the bucket, as is Drew Menega. Any of them, they can draw the drive the lane and get it in under the basket for the short shot. And a very large percentage of their field goals are coming in a 3 to 5 point range, 3 to 5 foot range right under the basket.
We got time for a 1 minute break. We'll be back with a tip off between Pawnee and EMF coming up after 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store.
you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee.
Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farmin' City Supply is country pumpin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
As we get set for the third of four games for you this afternoon and this evening, a quick recap of the games played earlier this afternoon in the girls' semifinals. It was Johnson Brock defeating Diller Odell 39-34. And the game completed just a few moments ago in the boys' semifinals. Johnson Brock's boys also with the win over Southern. The final in that one was 69-43. Up next, we have Pawnee City and EMF about to tip off in the boys' bracket. And then our nightcap, scheduled for around 7:30, will be the Sacred Heart Irish and the Lord Central Catholic girls. That game scheduled for around 7:30. So, John, we've got a lot of basketball in, but we've got a lot of basketball yet to play.
Well, the Bobcats, the home team in this one, ranked number 7 in Class C2.
Borrowing a line from our friend John Bishop with Nebraska Volleyball, we've still got a lot of wood to chop tonight in his comment.
We do.
How about the big news with Nebraska Volleyball? Isn't that something? Danny Buzzboom coming back.
Yeah, they said they had 700 reservations in the town of Adams today for the press conference. Most of everybody who lives there, I'm sure.
Well, that'll be fun to see how that works out. We certainly wish John Cook well. He did a great job in Nebraska, left that program in great shape. Here we go, the Pawnee City Indians, the EMF Bobcats, Exeter, Milligan, Friend, first quarter action. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It'll be Anthony Kling to step in the center circle for Pawnee City against Zach Vossler. And Trey Kling goes up and gets the ball for Pawnee City. They'll go left to right towards the east bucket here at the rack in the first half tonight. Bring the ball to the front court. Tyler Tettmeyer with it. He'll get the ball away there for Farwell. In the middle, and a jumper off the glass, up and good for Anthony Kling to start things off.
So
Pawnee City with a quick lead here, 2-0. Now to the front court of the basketball, Bresson will give the ball up there for Bossler. Pawnee City playing man-to-man. It'll be important they stay out of foul trouble, no doubt. They don't go as deep as probably EMF here. Three-pointer from the elbow. The bank is open, up and good for Mason Bossler. And we got our first lead change already.
That was well off the mark, John, and he got it down.
There's a steal. Bossler coming away with the basketball into the paint. Dishes underneath. And 2 points up and good for Zach Bossler. So Bossler and Bossler with the first two hoops for the Bobcats, and they lead it 5-2. Pawnee City airmails it across and coming down on the line. Menningham with the basketball on the sideline on the skip pass, and the turnover goes to the Bobcats. I'd figure the Bobcats are hungry for another shot at Johnson Brock if they can get one. They got to win this game to do it. Man-to-man defense. Menningham went for the steal, came up empty. Mason Bossler drives to the right block. Double team there, cut off. Throws out, and it is Anthony Kling with the steal. Wanted to throw it up the floor, but thought better of it. Good choice. Now with it, Jeff Farwell. Double team, gets it down to Kling. He drives around a defender, floats it up. No, but a whistle and a foul on EMF, and Trey Kling got poked in the nose, I think.
Foul is going to be on Mason Bossler. On Bossler, his first personal team foul, number one of the quarter.
At the line, Anthony Kling with 2 points in the ball game. It's on the way up, and caught on the flat iron on the back and laid there and rolled in the cylinder. And it's 5-3.
Looked like a big old vacuum cleaner just sucked that one down,
it
didn't
it? Have. Second one on the way up, and that one looks much better. 5-4. Here we go, Bobcat basketball through the circle of midcourt. Picking up there at that midcourt, Tettmeyer. Off the left side, Mason Vossler. Mason holding, looking for cutters against the man-to-man. Gives the ball up for Bartu. Bartu to the top with it to Grady Bresson. Moves into a double team, throws it underneath, off the glass for two for Zach Foss, Isaac Henry Jr. 7-4, EMF with the lead. Menningen down on the right side. Trey Klink dribbling in, double team, head and shoulder fake, shoots it high off the glass, too high. Got his own rebound and put it back up and in. Trey Klink with two makes it 7-6. Pawnee City down by a point. Bobcats throw the ball inside to Zach Vossler. Down, hit the rim, went to the backboard and went in. And he's got six here in the early going. They're going to try to pound him inside, take advantage of that height advantage they have. Off the left side with it, Anthony Kling. Cross-court, Menningen. Trey Kling, double team. Now gets the ball moving around inside, up and good on Anthony Kling. He's got six. It's a one-point ball game. EMF with the lead. Out at the top with it, Christian Conley with his first touch on the offensive end. Coming around the other way, Bartu with the ball. Bartu drives, stops, floats, missed it, but it's caught and put back up and in by Grady Bresson. Bresson with the two-pointer puts his team up 11-8, 4:40 to go in the first. EMF steps out in front of a pass, knocks it in the crowd. At our first substitutions into the game.
Carter Milton checking into the lineup. Also, Jacob Clues. Clues and Milton into the game now for the Bobcats.
It'll be Pawnee City basketball on the sideline, about 15 feet up, and they throw it away. Menningen tried to throw it in. There was nobody there but white jerseys where the ball went. Now bring it to the front. Mason Vossler down in the corner to Carter Milton. Milton gives the ball back up to Mason Vossler. He's in the midcourt circle off the right side. Gives the ball up there to Milton again. Now Bresson. Bresson, they throw inside. Knocked away by Menningen. Picked up by the Bobcats. Down to the left corner with the ball is Mason Vossler. He'll go outside for a long three for Mike Martin. Left side in the circle. It's now a six-point lead, 14-8 for EMF. To the front. Kling had it knocked away. Anthony gets it back to him. He goes to Trey Kling. He throws it in, and Anthony Kling can't connect. Gets the rebound and gets fouled.
Anthony Kling will be at the line here to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Jacob Clues. On Clues, that's his first personal and his second team foul.
Anthony Kling is like, you're way loud. So Kling at the line, free throw up, and it won't go. He's now two out of three at the line tonight.
I see what happened.
He'll have one more coming here. Another sub in for EMF. Let's see Kelton Kirchhoff checking in now for Mason Vossler.
3:50 to play here in the first quarter. 14-8, Bobcats on top.
Anthony Kling, 6 points, looking for seven here. 3:50 to go in the first. It's up, it's in and out, no good. Tipped by Farwell. He got the rebound. He puts it up. It won't go again. So Pawnee City with some misses here to steal by Farwell. In trouble. Did he travel? Yes, he did.
Heck, just couldn't get the dribble down to the floor there, John. The defender was in front of him. Great effort, though, by Farwell on the baseline. Is that better, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much. Yes, 14-8. Pawnee City behind early by 6. Off the floor with the basketball comes number 12, Kelton Kirchhoff. Just in the game, gets to Carter Milton off the left side to Kirchhoff. Throws it back to the center between the circle, shot up by Milton. It won't go. Rebound to Bresson way out on the sideline. Driving in, stolen by Trey Kling. Ahead to Farwell, spinning in, stops, looks. Comes off Menningen, loads up a triple. It's no good. Rebound to Bresson. He's got four of those already. He'll get it away to Bartu. Bartu on the right side of the floor works to the middle between the circles now against the man-to-man defense. Off the left side of the floor, Kirchhoff down in the corner to Milton. Milton back out top. Kirchhoff with it. Cross court with the pass. Now in the right corner is Milton. Guarding him will be Sittmeier. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Starting to dribble up Kirchhoff. Left side of the lane, throws it up. No, rebound. The Bobcats had it, lost, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Tetmeyer touched it last, right in front of his bench. 2:33 left in this first quarter, a six-point advantage for EMF.
Here comes Mason Vossler back into the lineup. Also, Zach Vossler back in. They will come in to replace Mikey Bartu and Grady Bresson.
Ball coming in to Mason Vossler. He'll go over to Zach Vossler. Back into the free throw line. Kicks it out to Milton. Milton dribbles inside the free throw line. Now off it goes to Vossler. Up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Clue. And he puts it up and in on the offensive glass. And the lead is 8. Pawnee City up the floor on the left side with it. Coming to the front court, Tetmeyer. Down in the corner, Anthony Kling for three up, no good, but a whistle and a foul as he hits the floor.
He's fouled by Caitlin Kirchhoff, and Kirchhoff will be called for his first personal, third team foul, and I think we're going to be shooting three here, John.
Yep.
Anthony
Kling, 2 for 4 at the line. Senior gets set, fires, and it rattles out of there, wouldn't go.
Shooting.
He'll have another one here. Getting set, fires up, and got that one. Now he's 50% on the night, 3 out of 6 at the line. One more coming here, 16-9 our score. Free throw on the way up, and good. So Anthony Kling with 8 points for Pawnee City, but they trail by 6, 16-10. To the front court, Carter Milton with the basketball, drives to the paint, dishes it off for Kirchhoff. Back to Milton, back to the top of the circle, left side, Boston, that's Mason with it. He'll give the ball up for Kirchhoff again, he'll pass it down the right side for Zach Bossler. Nowhere to go, Trey Kling cut him off. Now, out top, 5 on the shot clock. Milton will fire up on the rim. No, rebound, Trey Kling. Gets it out of there, up the floor we go, and a steal by Milton. Milton got the pass with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 16-10 EMS. Off the right side again, Elton Kirchhoff with it. Right side of the circle, 3-ball is up and down. And the lead is now 9, the biggest lead of the game for EMF here in the first period. Under 1 minute to go in quarter number 1. Anthony Kling underneath, and it's off the fingertips of Anthony Kling from Farwell.
There's Christian Connolly back into the lineup for the Bobcats, replacing Caitlin Kirchhoff.
EMF basketball. Walking it up the floor, Mason Vossler. Working to the left side of the floor. Moves back to the right, into the paint, takes the ball out to the right sideline, driving in, and it's knocked away. Good job by Tyler Tetmeyer off of the Bobcat, out of bounds. Pawnee City ball with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter.
I think Tyler worked a little magic down there on that one, John.
Could have. Jet Farwell to the front court, bounce pass over to Anthony Kling, back to Farwell. Tetmeyer looking, back it goes, Farwell, 3-ball up and off the mark, no good. And the ball is out of bounds, touched last by the Bobcats, for the man in the striped shirt, with 20 seconds to go. Shot and game clock the same here, bring it in the middle, Farwell. He's got 3 defenders around him, and he's able to get them all in the air and put it up and in. Jet Farwell with his first 2 of the night. 10 seconds to go the other way. Faking the 3 is Conley. Now he's going to take the 3 from the left side. Missed it. Push up on the rebound is no good by Carter Milton. After 1 quarter, it is Exeter Milligan Friend 19 and Pawnee City 12. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the EMF Bobcats are leading the Pawnee City Indians 19-12 after one quarter. We're set to move into second quarter action. It'll be the Bobcats with the basketball. Kristen Conley will inbound it into Mason Vossler. He'll bring it across the timeline. Pawnee City in a man-to-man defense here. Right elbow, Conley with the ball. Conley guarded closely over there by Tyler Tegmeyer. Conley takes it under the basketball. Stolen away, Anthony Kling. Down court pass. Jet Farwell. Farwell has the ball knocked away out of bounds. Touch slash down there by Zach Vossler. And it'll be Pawnee City's basketball.
Good hustle back there by Zach Vossler as they cherry picked all the way down wide open.
Drew Minigan, who inbound it, lobs it into Anthony Kling. Oh, the little alley-oop. Anthony Kling caught it and scored it all in one motion. That's hard to defend, John.
Yes, it is.
5-point ball game, 19-14. It's back within five now, 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Zach Vossler gives the ball up to Mikey Bartu. Bartu out to the right wing. Mason Vossler with the ball. Top of the circle between the rings. Zach Vossler holds it under the basket. Off the glass. Shot up and good by Grady Bresson. The 6'6" sophomore has 4 points. Back to a 7-point lead now for EMF. Bobcats lead it. Pawnee City's ball top of the key. That's Jet Farwell. Feeds it underneath. Oh, he was looking for Trey Kling. And Trey went back after the basketball. It got away out of bounds. Bresson ended up on the floor over there. Grady kind of got the worst end of that.
Bresson deflected the pass. Went off the forehead of Trey Kling.
Trey Kling's, how would you describe him? Built like a fire hydrant, maybe low to the ground and pretty solid.
Strong
young man. Right side with the ball. Mikey Bartu holds it, feeds it underneath the basket. Shot is up and off. Vossler, follow shot, Vossler, up and good. He just stayed with it. Zach Vossler's got 8 points now. 23-14, the lead is 9 now for EMF. Chet Farwell at the midcourt circle comes to the right wing with the pass. Down to Tyler Tegmeyer. They feed it inside. Spin move, Farwell. Shot is up, couldn't get it. But Jet Farwell will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul. Oh, that's quick, I think. Zach Vossler, 14. Okay, I thought he said 13. I don't have one of those.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell has 2 points so far tonight. This is his first attempt from the line. It's up and good. He'll have a second shot. Jet Farwell averages 15 points a ball game and nearly 8 rebounds for the 5'10 senior. Farwell's second shot is up. It's good also. He got them both. He now has 4 in the game, and it's 23-16. The lead is cut down to 7. EMF on the dribble in forecourt with the ball. Mikey Bartu lost it out of bounds over on the far side. Touch last by the Indians.
It's a lot like Jets football stats, but 15 yards a carry and 8 touchdowns a game.
That's something along that line, yeah. Inbounding the pass will be Mikey Bartu. Bartu gets it into Grady Bresson. Bresson, the tall sophomore, feeds it to the left side to his teammate. Nice feed to Zach Vossler. That puts Zach Vossler in double figures. He has 10 now, and the lead is back to 9, 25-16. Indians basketball. Oh, the pass is too tall. They were trying to get it to Tyler Tegmeyer, and that pass just got away there from Anthony Kling. That ball goes out of bounds. Into forecourt is Mason Vossler on the dribble. He brings it across the timeline completely unmolested here to the left elbow to Christian Conley. Conley tries to go inside the paint with it. Couldn't get to the basket. Back to the free throw line. Conley gets the ball fed right back to him from Mikey Bartu. Now Connolly left all alone for a three from the right side. That's up and off, no good. Rebound to Zach Bossler. Follow shot, Zach is up and off. Spot four, Zach Bossler on the floor. Indians dive in after it also. Trey Kling wasn't wasting any time and going after that loose basketball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow, Pawnee City. Here comes Jacob Clues back in for the Bobcats. Clues in replacing Christian Connolly. 5:33 to play here in the first half. 25-16. EMF leading the Pawnee City Indians. Farwell across the timeline. Right side, Tegmeyer into the corner. Down deep right side. Handling it again is Tyler Tegmeyer to the top of the key. Tyler Tegmeyer doesn't want to take the shot. He was open. In the paint, kicks it out to the right side. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Follow shot, Anthony Kling. Try for tip-in, Anthony Kling. Still can't get it. Now Trey Kling goes up with a follow shot and got it. They just kept putting it up till they got it down. That all started with a long three attempt by Drew Menega. They just kept after it till they got the ball in the hole. 25-18. Lead is 7 for the Bobcats. In forecourt, Jacob Clues. Clues feeds it inside. Fallaway shot. Oh, nice move to the bucket by Grady Breslin. That's what I was talking about, John, in underneath the basket, how Breslin can work hard. And like you said, he's only a sophomore. If he grows into that body, he's going to be special. Anthony Kling, his triple team, comes up out of the triple team with a shot that won't go, and there's Breslin with the rebound. Grady Breslin gets the down court pass to Mikey Bartu. Kicks it into the corner right side. Mason Bossler in the paint. Doesn't get it, but Bossler is going to be fouled, and we're going to put Mason Bossler at the line, I believe, to shoot. No, they're going to say it happened on the floor.
First foul of the ballgame on Pawnee City. Drew Menningham with the foul. His first.
Foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. Mikey Bartu will inbound it under the bucket. Into Grady Breslin for a long three that's off the rim, no good. And Anthony Kling comes out with a rebound. Anthony Kling works one-on-one with Bartu across the midcourt line. Collision on the right side. Trey Kling, boy, they're bouncing off each other under there. Into the corner, baseline left side. They feed it to Drew Menega. Now a whistle, and I was wondering how long before the ref was going to blow a whistle on that.
Foul on Jacob
Clue. I didn't see that.
He and Trey Kling were having at it. They were throwing elbows under there. That was getting pretty rough. Underneath the basket, a lob pass comes in, going to go all the way into backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds. And turnover will give the ball back to the Bobcats underneath the Pawnee City basket. Into the game now, checking in is Brett Kalhoff. Kalhoff, he played a lot against Sacred Heart a couple of weeks ago in that ball game.
Randy, sometimes you look at the kids, you wonder what they might do in other sports. What do you suppose Trey Kling would do as a wrestler in high school?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Be tough. All right, with the basketball on the Bobcats in the paint, Breslin can't get a look at it, feeds it up top, baseline right side, back to Breslin. He lost the ball out of bounds on the baseline. 3:43 to go here in the first half, 27-18. EMF, the Bobcats have worked that lead up to 11 now. The official apparently says that Trey Kling has blood on his shirt or his arm or something, and they're going to make him leave the contest and... Well, maybe not. They're talking it over. Going to have a timeout taken with 3:43 to go in the first half. We're back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Intermillion Friend Bobcats are leading the Pawnee City Indians 27-18. Pawnee City came in here with a season record of 11-5, EMF at 17-2. A lot of schools combining, going together, similar to what you had years ago with Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Exeter, Milligan, and Friend. Exeter and Milligan have been together for several years as the Timberwolves, and Friend was the Bulldogs. They are playing all their basketball games in the nice new gym over at Friend, John. I've been there a couple of times since the consolidation. Now,
Pawnee City is going to have to hurry to get this ball across the timeline here. Across the timeline on the dribble. Comes Tyler Tegmeyer to the right side to Jeff Farwell. Bounce pass. Tegmeyer tried to put it inside. The ball is kicked off the foot of one of the Bobcats here. Everybody wants to be Bobcats. Peru State used to be the only one around. Southeast Community College adopted the Bobcats. EMF's the Bobcats. Bobcats everywhere, John. Bob pass up top. Trey Kling catches it near the midcourt circle. To the near side to Jet Farwell with the pass. Farwell gets a pick set by Kling. Farwell tries to go around the defender. Wanted to put a bounce pass across, and nobody touched it under there by EMF. It goes out of bounds.
All right, 27-18, 3:24 left in this first half of our second boys semifinal at the Pioneer Conference Tournament.
Into fourth court come the Bobcats, pressing to the left elbow. This is Mason Vossler with the ball now. Mason Vossler, Zach Vossler, both on the floor. Zach Vossler at the free throw line. Nice tip there by Farwell for the steal. Farwell, 2-on-3, fast break, pulls up free throw line, jump shot, short, can't get it. Zach Vossler has the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go now in the first half. Into fourth court is Grady Bresson, the sophomore. He thought about the long two and then changed his mind. Back to the top of the key, it comes to Mason Vossler. Now Bresson, the sophomore, lob pass across to the right elbow. In the paint, they turn, looking for Bresson. Oh, it went right through his fingertips. And that's one of those sophomore mistakes that'll happen to you. Off the bench, checking in, Carter Milton back into the game. Mikey Bartu also in off the bench is Chase Paulson for the first time tonight. Paulson, a 6'4 senior, making his first appearance.
I don't think Pawnee City has subbed yet.
I don't believe they have. 27-18, down by 9 are the Indians. Tegmeyer to the right side, down to Jet Farwell. Trey Kling is in the corner. He picks up his dribble. Up top again it comes to Tegmeyer. Now Jet Farwell tries to get around the defender. A cross-court pass. That was dangerous. They feed it underneath. Oh, there's Trey Kling. Trey Kling put her down. A great assist there by Drew Menega. Menega threaded the needle and got it to Trey standing under the bucket all alone for the easy two. Milton comes around the horn to the left wing to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff holds the ball a minute. Top of the key back to Milton. Milton goes to the right elbow with it. That's Grady Bresson. He's in traffic. Bresson feeds it inside. There's Milton at the free throw line. Turned down an open look. Mikey Bartu from the left side. Got it. Mikey Bartu has 5 points. A minute 46 to go now in this first half. 29-20. The lead is back to 9 for the Bobcats. Pawnee City's Jet Farwell goes to Trey Kling. In the paint, Anthony Kling got his shot clock, but a whistle and a foul. Anthony Kling's going to be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul on Chase Paulson, his first. First foul of the quarter on the Bobcats.
Anthony Kling is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight so far. Here shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. Could get it. Kling is in double figures. He has 10 points in the ballgame. Ready for yet another attempt here for Anthony Kling. Second free throw is up. This one is good. He got that one to fall. Kling now with 11 in the ballgame. 29-21. The lead is back down to 8 for the Bobcats with a minute and a half to play in the first half. This is Mikey Bartu. Oh, almost a steal there by Tegmeyer. They feed it underneath. Grady Bresson. Not sure what happened there. Bresson jumped into the defender. Think they're going to let Bresson shoot free throws maybe?
Looks like it. Trey Kling is going to get whistled with a foul. That'll be his first. Second foul of the quarter on Pawnee City.
Happened on the floor, not a shooting foul. Coach Brian Arp is up wanting an explanation here from referee Gary Pence. They're having a little bit of an animated conversation. Now the official comes from across the floor. There seems to be some question about who the foul was on. All right, here's a pass inside the paint. Bresson comes up with it. Deflected away. Oh, Mikey Bartu went after the basketball, and we're going to get a foul on Pawnee City, but Tyler Tegmeyer really didn't intend to have that happen at all.
No, he just kind of came down on top of him, and Tegmeyer had nowhere to go.
Yeah. All right, they'll inbound the ball on the baseline to Mikey Bartu for 3 from the corner. It's off the glass, doesn't go. Bresson chases it down. The big man holds the ball, takes one dribble, now clears it up to Milton. Milton back to Bresson for a long 3, or back in the corner to Grady Bresson, and he hits a 3. He's got 9 now. Not a bad-looking shot for the 5'6" sophomore. Martu almost had a steal, gets it inside. Trey Kling backs into traffic. They're going to say he traveled with it. That'll turn the ball back over to the Bobcats. Under a minute to go now, 53 seconds to play in the first half, and the Bobcats enjoying their biggest lead of the game, up by 11, 32-21. Carter Milton goes to Grady Bresson in the corner, all the way to bar two at the top of the key. Left side, it comes around Kirchhoff for three. And Caden Kirchhoff hits his second three of the night. He's got six. 35-21. Suddenly the lead is 14. In traffic to the right side. Jet Farwell for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, pulled down. Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff wants to take it to the left elbow. 19 seconds to go here in the first half. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Trey Kling.
It'll be his second foul and the 14th foul in the quarter on Pawnee City with 17 and a half seconds to go in the quarter.
Inbounding the pass, Kirchhoff. He'll inbound it in forecourt on the left side from the sideline into backcourt to Mikey Bartu. Bartu works it at the midcourt circle across the timeline. 12 seconds to go. Over to the right elbow with it. Skip pass back to Bartu. Bartu works to the left corner. Now gives it up again to Kirchhoff. Around the horn, Milton. Milton sees it to the right side. Kirchhoff, long three. I think he got it. Basket counts.
Yep.
Hits the three at the buzzer. He ends up with 9 points now. And it's 38-21. A 17-point lead with that last second three-pointer. EMF with a huge advantage over the Pawnee City Indians. We're back in 2 minutes with a halftime scoring recap here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at the rack in Fall City at Sacred Heart School. In our boys' game in the semifinal, the second one of the night, it is halftime, and the EMF Bobcats lead Pawnee City 38-21, scoring 19 in each of the first two quarters for the Bobcats. For Pawnee City, leading the scoring is Anthony Kling. He has 11 in the first half, 6 for Trey Kling in the first half, and 4 more for Jet Farwell. For their total of 21, they are 7 out of 10 at the free throw line. Trey Kling has 2 fouls, nobody else with more than 1 for Pawnee City. For the Bobcats in the first half, leading the way, Zach Vossler with 10. Kelvin Kirchhoff has 9. He's got all of those on three-pointers. Grady Bresson has 9. It is 5 for Mikey Bartu, 3 for Mason Vossler, and two more for Jacob Clues. They have not been to the free throw line. They have nobody with more than one foul in the ballgame in the first half here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. 38-21, our halftime score. If you're just joining us, earlier games today in the girls semifinal, game one, Johnson Brock over Dylan Odell, 39-34, the final there. Karen Ottman with a dozen, and Chloe Weiss 11 lead the way for Johnson Brock. And in the other boys' semifinal, completed prior to this one, Johnson Brock rolled to a victory over Southern, 69-43. Lead away Brody Kaler with 20, 17 for Camden Dollinghouse, and 13 for Kaysen Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Eagles winning their 55th consecutive game here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Also, one other score to pass along to you at the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. Going on in the girls' consolation semifinals at halftime, Fall City Tiger girls lead Meade 16-12. 16-12, the score at halftime, Fall City over Meade in girls' action at the ECNC tonight. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the weather and then more spots from our sponsors. Thank them for helping us bring you basketball back after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be just above average low temperatures for this time here, and as we head through the week towards the weekend, looks like tomorrow will be a nice day with highs back in the low 40s. As we head into Friday night and into the weekend, it looks like the chance of snow showers returns. Average highs around this time of year, 39 degrees, and our average lows around 17 degrees. For tonight, we're looking clear, low around 22 with east-northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 42, afternoon winds out of the east at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a slight chance of freezing drizzle under cloudy skies with a low around 29, east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers returns, under partly sunny skies with a high near 40 degrees, north winds at 5 to 15. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Rowe Activity Center. At the half, the EMF Bobcats leading the Pawnee City Indians in the boys' semifinal of this Pioneer Conference tournament. 38-21, a 17-point advantage Pawnee City's going to have to try and overcome. We move to third quarter action. Here's John.
Thank you, Randy. Ready to go here. That'll be Bobcat basketball. Third quarter number three, covering a backcourt for Bartu, and he'll ease his way to the front court against the man-to-man defense by the Pawnee City Indians. Take it off to Vossler. That is Mason Vossler with the basketball. Inside they go, and it'll turn around no good by Grady Bresson. And a rebound foul will go against the Bobcat.
Going to be on Zach Vossler, on Vossler. That's his second personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Bobcats.
Jed Farwell to bring the ball up the floor for the Pawnee City Indians. Over on the right side, he goes to Tyler Tittmeyer. Back it comes inside. All alone is Trey Kling. I'm not sure how they lost him, but they did. And that's eight for Kling now. Now in the middle. A lot of distance covered there and a couple three steps by Christian Conley. He's got two and the lead is 17 again. And now a foul called on Christian Conley.
On Conley, that will be his first personal and the second team foul of the quarter.
All right, bring it up the floor. Pawnee City with it. Mending it. Gets the ball away now to Tettmeyer. Trey Kling back out to his brother Anthony. Can't connect for three, and it'll be Mikey Bartu with the rebound. Up the floor with it, Mason Vossler. Vossler with the ball at the midcourt circle in the front court. Pawnee City playing man-to-man defense to try to settle a pick from the screen. Get the ball away now to Mikey Bartu again. He'll move the ball around in a weave from the left to the right. To Bresson. Bresson, top of the key, puts the ball on the floor. He walked a half mile or so. Got tripped up by a Pawnee City Indian, and it'll be Indian basketball.
To be fair, they didn't call it until the third step.
Yeah, that's true. Up the floor we go with a basketball on the way. Menningen, no rebound, brought down by Bresson. Bresson to the floor, throws it ahead, and a layup by Mason Vossler. And the lead is now 19, biggest of the ball game for EMF. To the front court we go. Trey Kling underneath to Anthony Kling. Lost the handle on it, stolen away. His outlet pass taken away. Tettmeyer can't connect. Loose ball rebound, and Trey Kling goes diving into the pile and rips the ball away. Held ball to Pawnee.
Trey Kling looks like an NFL linebacker going after a fumbled football, doesn't he? Man, he goes after it.
Wanted that one. All right, inbounding will be Drew Menninga from the baseline. Needs a cutter. There he'll go out top. top now to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer passes off to Anthony Kling on the left sideline. He'll drill up, being pushed all the way out top. They got him trapped at the midcourt line. Pass tipped away, and Trey Kling recovered it. Got tangled up and gets called for traveling. So, the Bobcats get the ball back in the front court. Inbounding will be Mason Vossler. Lob it into Bresson in the backcourt. He'll move forward. Gets the ball away to Conley. Conley on the right side. Get the ball up there. Mason Vossler, that's Mikey. Excuse me, Mason Vossler, yes, now to Bartu. Bartu moving left into the lane. Floats it up and got it. He's got 7. The lead is 21. 44-23. Kling in traffic. Floats up. Foul calls. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Foul's going to be on Zach Bosworth. On Zach, that's his third personal, third team foul. Jet Farwell at the line.
Farwell's got 4 points, 2 for 2 at the line in the ball game. This one's on the way up and won't go. Checking in for the Bobcats, Jacob Clue, the 6'3 senior. Also coming in there, Kelton Kirchhoff.
I didn't see Kirchhoff come to the score.
I didn't either. I was just wondering. I don't think he checked in.
He didn't.
Free throw is good. Farwell made the free throw. Kirchhoff just got up, ran in off the bench.
He did. He did not come
to the score table.
Anywhere near the scores table.
Here's a spin by Bartu, and the paint up, no good. And just going to have our first free throws of the night for the Bobcats here.
Foul is going to be called on Anthony Kling. On Kling, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Indians. We don't often see that happen, but that's what took place there.
Maybe I was just not seeing things. Free throw is no good. He'll get another one here.
You and I both looked at one another and said, did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Second free throw. You know the scores table will say something. Free throw up and good. The bar two makes 1 out of 2. And the lead is 21 again. Pawnee Sioux the basketball. Menning it. Left side corner. Anthony Kling for 3. Got it from the left side. Anthony Kling with 14. And timeout on the floor. It's 45-27. EMF back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
30-second time. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
27, Exeter Milligan friend with the lead over Pawnee City in this boys' semifinal in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Winner gets Johnson Brock in the championship game on Saturday. R2 to inbound from between the scorer's table and his bench. Take it into Bresson on the far side, and now he'll pass it away to Mason Vossler. Front court dishes the ball forward to Kirchhoff. He can't connect. Trey Kling gets the rebound, falls to the floor, got a little shove, gets rid of the ball, up the floor it goes. Now we've got tripping and falling players all over the place here.
I'm going to have to wait until they put that one up. Okay, Clues is going to get called for his third personal, and that is the fourth team foul of the quarter.
Inbounding Pawnee City right in front of their bench. Trigger man will be Menga. Drew brings it in to Jet Farwell. Around one defender, takes on two more. Tried to elevate, stripped of the ball. Here comes Bresson on the run the other way. Tried to jump into a teammate. Stolen away by Kling. That was Anthony Kling with a steal. He threw it ahead to Farwell, and he got fouled headed for the basket.
Mikey Bartu was not going to let him have that lead. He was shot. Bartu's first personal, team foul number five of the quarter.
Farwell, three out of four at the line in the game. Sets, fired, got that one. That
Milton.
45-28.
Milton back into the lineup. Carter Milton checking in. He'll come in to replace Mason Bossler.
Ready again. At the line, Jet Farwell up and around the horn. It won't go in. Rebound grabbed momentarily by Jacob Clues. And it's knocked away out of bounds by Pawnee City. So here come the Indians showing full court pressure. Throw it up the floor. Bartu makes the catch. Takes it to the hole and lays it up in. He's got eight in the lead of 19 again. Jet Farwell around his screen, whips the ball to the left corner to Anthony Kling. Three ball short, follows a shot, got his own rebound, and lays it up and in.
That's it by Anthony Kling.
16 for Anthony Kling, 47-30. Carter Milton to the front court, and a foul on Menningen.
On Drew, that'll be his second personal, only the second team foul of the quarter on the Indians. Here's Kristen Connolly back into the lineup, replacing Mikey Bartu for the Bobcats. Also off the bench comes Zach Bossler. He'll replace Jacob Clues.
Triggering in will be Kirchhoff. He'll get the ball in there to Zach Bossler. Right back it goes to Kirchhoff. Cross-court pass, nearly lost it. Kristen Connolly recovers. Throws the ball underneath to Zach Bossler. Spins in the lane, no. Rebound brought down by Tettmeyer for Pawnee City. To the front court, Anthony Kling driving from the left side, hanging, shooting, got the friendly bounce.
That's
on the rim.
Anthony
it's
Kling.
Up and it's good, and he's got 18 points. We go the other way, and a floater from the right side for Kelton Kirchhoff. No good, but a whistle and a foul.
Looks like they're going to put that on Tyler Tettmeyer. On Tettmeyer, his second personal. Team foul number three of the quarter on the Indians.
Kirchhoff, 9 points in the ball game, all on three-pointers back in the first half. He'll have another one here. Free throw up and good. Gives him 10.
For Kirchhoff, that's not bad, having a point for having not checked in yet this quarter.
Yeah. Second one coming here. Up and good. 49-32, there you go. Now, Farwell put his head down, got caught between two defenders, traveled before he got rid of the basketball. So EMF ball, 3:04 to go in this third period. 49-32, the Bobcats lead Pawnee City. Up the floor, they come with the ball, Connolly with it. To the right side, give it up there for Carter Milton. Pass to the top between the circles. Start to move down the left side, elevating and throwing the ball away will be Kristen Connolly. When you jump in the air, more bad things can happen than good things. He had no shot, and he didn't have anybody to pass it to. And it went out of bounds. Tettmeyer to Farwell, out in the midcourt circle, back to Tettmeyer. Jab step and a dribble, cut off. Now he gives the ball back over to Tettmeyer on the skip pass from Menningen. 12 on the shot clock. In the corner to Anthony Kling. Three ball up, three ball down. Anthony Kling with 21 in the ball game at 49-35. It was a 21-point lead, and now 14, 2:05 to go in the third period. Pawnee City chipping away here, but they've got a long way to go. With the ball on the right sideline, Kirchhoff drives over, passes off to Milton, takes the ball to the wing on the left side, three-pointer up, no good by Connolly. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Trey Kling had it, ends up with Anthony Kling ahead to Farwell. Spin move at the other end. It's up, it's down, and a foul will put Farwell at the line with 2 points already in the account.
So Farwell gets the basket to fall. He'll have the end one coming. The foul's on Christian Conley. That's his second personal. Team foul number five of the quarter. Jet Farwell with a chance for a three-point play here.
Farwell, four out of six at the line in the ball game. He kept this down to an 11-point lead if he makes this. On the way up, and good.
Well, they've dug themselves back from a 21-point deficit to within 11, so they've made up 10 points of it. The Indians, a lot of time left, still 137 here in the third quarter.
Grady Bresson checks in for the Bobcats. Ball comes in, Bartu triggers it, gets it right back, and he'll walk the ball up now across the midcourt circle and stripe. Off the left side for Mason Vossler. To the top, three-pointer on the way, no good by Kirchhoff. Rebound, Anthony Kling on the run the other way. Whips the pass to the left side, Farwell, floats it up left side, won't go. And he's going right back to the line to shoot two more.
Mikey Bartu is going to get called for the personal. His second, that's team foul number six. Brian Arp, head coach here for the Bobcats, Mikey questioning what happened to his defender under there getting run over.
Shooting Jet Farwell.
Accurate description of it. Free throw up and won't go. Chance to have fed it to under double digits here with a minute 14 to go in the third. Now try to get him to 10. Up. And in and out. No good. Rebound to Bresson. Opportunity miss for Pawnee City. To the front court. The ball goes with Mason Vossler. He'll pass it off to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff passes. Gets it back. Cross court. Stolen. Anthony Kling going in strong. Reverse layup is good. Anthony Kling now with 23. We've got 13, I believe, here in the quarter. Or 12, I forget what it is. 12, 49-40. Ball, Bartu runs. He floats one in on the right side. Stopped the little run here by Pawnee City. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. We got a shoe repair timeout.
Pretty big basket by Bartu there.
Yeah.
Pawnee City had got it down to single digits. Now into the ballgame, Grady Bresson. Or rather, Christian Conley back onto the floor. Conley checks back in.
Pawnee City's had the momentum here late in the third. Randy, we mentioned on the air, just you and I talking, they've not subbed in this game. They're starting five. It went the entire way. Here's a drive, a finger roll, and a blocking foul. The basket is no good.
Foul's going to be called on Grady Bresson. Grady's first personal.
About to ruin my scoring sheet for Anthony Kling. Up, got it. 24, I've got him for now.
Yeah, Anthony has now made 6 out of 8 from the free throw line.
Second one on the way up, and good again. Drilled both of those. It's a 9-point ball game with 21 seconds to go in the third. Bresson pushing it up the floor. Down the lane he goes. Finger roll won't go. Rebound brought down by Zach Vossler. And it's going to go in, and he's going to be fouled and have a chance at the three-point play.
Zach Vossler for the end one. The foul's going to be on Drew Menigan. On Drew, that's his third personal. Team foul number 4 on the Indians. Only 11 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. And at the line, Zach Vossler for the end one.
Now back up 11 with a chance to make it 12 here. And he does. Free throw is good.
Well, what do we got here?
Maybe. Got a foul on Pawnee City. Fighting for his position. Tyler Tettmeyer. Whistle for the foul, and that's the 15 foul. So two free throws coming for Bresson. Right now, that's a 4-point trip. After Pawnee City, you got it down to 9.
Yeah.
Free throw again, up, and no good. Rebound brought down by the Indians. All the way in, Farwell up, no, and he's fouled again. We'll go to the line. with 4.5 seconds to go.
Sure taking a long time to play this last 10 seconds, isn't it? Grady Bresson called for the personal, his second. We're past the 5 team fouls.
I got Farwell for 9 points. 5 made free throws. Oh, that was no good. Missed 3 in a row now. Needed to get one going here. Down by 13 is Pawnee City. They cut it to 9 with less than 30 seconds to go. Free throw good. And the ball loose. Bresson grabs it and can't control it. After 3, it's 55-12, or 55-43, a 12-point lead for EMF. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sunny City head coach Hadley Sikora had a very animated, very intense conversation with his team down here in the huddle. We watch Hadley play a lot of high school ball at Pawnee City. Coaches with the same intensity with which he played there, Johnny.
Yep.
Into fourth court. Mikey Bartu with the basketball. To Grady Bresson at the top of the key, right elbow. Conley feeds it underneath. Turn around, Bossler, shot up and off, no good. Got his own rebound. Follow shot, put back, won't go. And the rebound to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling will bring the basketball up the court. Pawnee City down by 12 right now, 55-43. Kling needs help. Now feeds it underneath to Farwell in traffic. Farwell tried to dish it underneath to Tegmeyer. Ball stolen away by Zach Foster. Into forecourt comes Mikey Bartu. Feeds it to the corner. Right side, Bresson. Shot up, off no good. Zach Foster, follow shot. It won't go. Rebound, follow shot. Bresson, it won't go. He gets knocked to the floor. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Indians.
Free throws coming up after the foul by Drew Vega. Has a fourth of the ball game. First of the quarter.
Grady Bresson, 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, has 10 points in the ball game. First one is up and off, no good. He'll get another attempt here. 7:13 to go in the contest. It's a 12-point Bobcat lead, 55-43 here in the semifinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Second shot is up and off. Also won't go. Anthony Kling with the rebound. Down to Jet Farwell in forecourt. Farwell is double-teamed under the basket. To Tegmeyer, top of the key. He backs it out between the rings. Hands it up to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling backs out near the midcourt line. Mikey Bartu puts a shoulder into him. Wow. They'll let him get away with that one. Did you see it? Ball is loose on the floor. People diving after it. Pass underneath. And a shot stripped away. Wait a minute. The ball went out of bounds. The official's going to call a foul, I believe, on Pawnee City.
Yeah, it's going to be on Anthony Kling. He got in and got some arm. Anthony picks up his second and the second foul of the quarter on the Indians.
Not a shooting foul. It happened on the floor. Man, Mikey Bartu really put a shoulder into the Pawnee City ball handler here a little bit ago. They let that one slide. Bossler with the ball into the corner right side. Christian Conley. No dribble there. Puts it to the top of the key to Mason Bossler. Mason Bossler, right elbow, finds Bartu with it. Back to Mason again. Now Zach Bossler at the free throw line. Under the basket. Turnaround shot up, in and out. Doesn't go. Saved by Anthony Kling. Chips it into Jet Farwell. Farwell will push it down the court. Goes to the right side. Conley takes away the baseline. Farwell in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled. And Jet Farwell went to the floor hard. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul will go on Zach Vosser. That's going to be his fourth in the first foul of the quarter on the Bobcats. So Jet Farwell will be at the line to shoot two shots. Out of the game comes Christian Conley limping for the Bobcats. Farwell's first free throw is up and good. So Jet Farwell got that one to fall. Conley sees only got three players that have scored in this ball game.
Yeah.
Only played five.
Farwell's ready for his second attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Got them both that time. John the lead's back down to 10 here. Keep in mind, they were behind by 21 at one point. Bobcats trying to hold on. A lot of time left. 6 minutes to play. Bar two for three. Missed everything. Went out of bounds off of the Bobcats, and it's going to belong to the Indians. Lying on the floor there was Jacob Clues, and the ball went off of him when it missed everything. All right, Pawnee City, chance to cut it to single digits here, John, with 6 minutes to go in the ball game, down by 10. Jet Farwell rather casually brings the ball across the timeline. Tries to work to the right side, being defended over there in double team. Kicks it to the left. Anthony Kling for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Tegmeyer puts it back, or Menninga puts it back. His first 2 points. Timeout's going to be taken by the Bobcats. The lead is down to 8. 5:45 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Row Activity Center. We're on the campus of Sacred Heart High School here in Fall City. Semi-final action of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Two games completed already. We have one more coming up after this. The Sacred Heart Girls facing off with the Lord Central Catholic Knights in girls basketball. Here we have 5:45 left to play in this one. It's an 8-point contest, and what was once a 21-point lead for the Bobcats has now melted down to 8. Pawnee City trying to get back in this one. Inbound the pass to Mikey Bartu. Bartu finds Mason Vossler. He'll come and set it up. Pawnee City in a man-to-man defense. They go to the right side. Bartu driving baseline over Farwell. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound goes to the floor, but it went off of the Indians. Tegmeyer was on the floor and touched the ball last. It'll stay with the Bobcats. New shot clock, 35 seconds back on the shot clock. 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 55-47, up by 8. Underneath the basket, shot is up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Grady Bresson. He's having a good night tonight. Averaging 17 per ballgame. He's got 13 so far. Slipping to the floor was Farwell. He'll be called for traveling. Just lost his footing there. Went sprawling into the free throw lane. 10-point lead, 57-47 for the Bobcats. They have the basketball against full court pressure from Pawnee City. Kirchhoff will inbound it. Gets the ball inbound to Mason Vossler. Back to Kirchhoff. Across court, Mikey Bartu. Bartu into forecourt. Comes on the attack over on the left side. Feeds it to the left wing. Back to the top of the circle is Bartu with the ball. Right elbow went right through the hands of Grady Bresson. And Pawnee at the fast break at the other end. Jet Farwell. That was an acrobatic move. Jet Farwell got her down. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. Now what do we have here?
Not sure.
The official stopped everything for a minute.
We have a warning for delay of game.
Maybe, yeah. Grabbed the ball out of the net, perhaps. I'm not sure what took place. Anyway, 8-point ball game, 5 minutes to go here. Pawnee City, there's a steal. Anthony Kling all the way in off the glass. No, couldn't get it. And the rebound brought down by Jacob Clues. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Boy, that was a big opportunity there.
That foul on Tetmeyer is his fourth. So Pawnee City's got two players with four fouls now.
I believe, have they substituted yet?
No.
They're still gone with just five ball players.
Only five played so far.
The five starters have never left the floor here tonight. 4.5 minutes to play, an 8-point contest with the basketball are the Bobcats. Mikey Barr, two, top of the key, right side, Preston. Preston into the paint, driving lay-in, got it, and he's fouled. Preston picked up the foul as he went into the lane and laid it in. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul will go on Trey Kling. That'll be his third. Already the fourth team of the fourth foul on the team for the fourth quarter here.
Brady Preston is one out of four from the line so far tonight. Has 14 points in the ball game. This shot is up and good. Got her down. He's now got 15. And it's back now to an 11-point lead, 60-49. That was a big play there for Preston to get the 3 points that trip down. Pawnee City running out of time here, John. Oh, there's a steal. Casual pass. They got a little lazy on the pass and a steal. Brady Preston driving layup. That was a nice-looking move. That did not look like a 6'6" sophomore on that one, did it, John?
No, it did not.
That was a sweet move. Here's a long three. Anthony Kling doesn't go. Rebound. Trey Kling. Trey Kling follow shot. He can't get it. Trey got his own rebound. Kicks it back to the top of the key. Into traffic, it goes on the right side to Tegmeyer. Almost had it taken away. Tegmeyer cross-court pass. Left side, Anthony Kling for three. Off the front of the iron. Doesn't go, and the rebound down to Kershaw. Now stolen. Follow shot. Anthony Kling tried for tip-in. They can't get it to go. Pawnee City, multiple opportunities at point-blank range, could not get the ball in the hole, John.
Foul will go on Kershaw, his second. Foul number two.
Anthony Kling at the free throw line. He is 7 of 9 so far from the line tonight. Here's shooting two shots.
That might be a little bit of getting worn out, Randy.
Yeah, that one is up and good. He'll have another shot coming. 3.5 minutes to play here, and Pawnee City has not subbed. They have played their five starters the entire ball game. Meanwhile, I think EMF is, they've rotated 8 or 10 guys in and out of there, I think.
Well, they've got 8 guys that committed fouls. I know at least one other played.
Anthony Kling's second shot is up. He got it. Got that wonderful. 3:31 to go. Timeout taken, 62-51. Indians down 11. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes and 31 seconds show on the score clock here at the Rowe Activity Center. 62-51. EMF on top. Long down court pass. Mason Vossler all the way into the paint, off the glass, up and good. Mason Vossler took that one in single-handedly and laid it in, and the lead is back to 13 now with 3:20 to go. Pawnee City needs to do something, and they need to do it quickly. Jet Farwell works to the corner, bounce pass, Anthony Kling for three, short off the front of the rim. Ball is going to go out of bounds off the missed basket, and it'll be the Bobcats basketball with 3:08 to play. Don't forget, we've got another game coming up tonight. The fourth of four big games for you, the girls' contest, Sacred Heart Irish, and the Lord Central Catholic Knights. That'll follow this one, scheduled for around 7:30, might be a little bit after that. Ball got away out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
Anthony Kling will pick up his third and team foul number five. So it's march to the free throw line now.
At the free throw line, Mikey Bartu. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Has 12 points in this basketball game. Here shooting two shots, the first of which is up and off the back of the iron and doesn't go. He'll have another attempt coming. Have a post-game show, wrap up the individual scoring of this one before we move into that nightcap. Second shot is up, it's off the rim also, and the rebound to the Indians of Pawnee City. In the spin move, Chet Farwell kicks it to the left side. There's a long three that's up and off, no good for Drew Menega.
Fast break the other direction. Bobcats may just want to slow this thing down a little bit. Nope, they're going to take it right to the hoop. Collision, whistle, and a foul. And I think they're going to charge Pawnee City with this one. And they're going to charge Anthony Kling with his fourth foul. And that will send to the free throw line Jacob Clues. Clues has 2 points tonight from the field. This is his first attempt from the free throw line. Shot is up and off to the right. Doesn't go. He'll get another attempt.
Scoreboard says that's third foul on Anthony Kling.
Really? Okay. Down to 2:46 to go now in the ballgame, 64-51, 13-point lead. Second shot is up and good for Jacob Clues. He now has 3 points. Clues will come out of the ballgame, and Zach Bossler checks back in to replace Clues.
How many fouls have you got on Trey Kling?
Check it out here in a minute. Trey, I've got him with 3.
Me too. The scoreboard has him with 4. I think perhaps they mixed one up somewhere.
Uh-oh, there's a shot from the corner up and good. By Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling nailed the 3 from down in the right corner. 65-54. The lead is back to 11 now. 2:25 to go
for Anthony Kling.
Yes. Ball gets tipped away out of bounds. I think Pawnee City touched it last. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Trey Kling.
Now they're going to sub.
Foul on Trey Kling.
That's 5 on Trey. I think I'll actually mix one up.
Yep, I've got that as 4 on him, and they're going to say that's his 5th.
I do too.
So who's coming into the ball game here? Looks like checking in is going to be Dawson Wilkinson. Free throw is up and off, no good for Zach Bossler. Dawson Wilkinson is a 5'11" junior, checking in with 2:22 to go in the ball game. Zach Bossler's 2nd free throw is up. This one is good. Bossler's got 14 points now. We'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring during our postgame show. Into the corner, Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds it back to the top of the circle. Tegmeyer in the paint. Ball away jumper. Got it. That was a sweet move. That was Tyler Tegmeyer's first 2 points of the night. Timeout on the floor with 2:08 to go. It's a 10-point ball game, 66-56. We're back in 30 seconds, and you're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament semifinals on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
Two of us seated alongside John Nixon. We're inside the Row Activity Center in Fall City. Our score 66-56. EMF, the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend, leading the Pawnee City Indians here in the boys' semifinal. 2:08 left to go in this one. And then we'll have the big girls' game between Sacred Heart and Nebraska City Lords. When play is resumed, the ball will belong to EMF. They'll play it in on the baseline, under the basket. Mikey Bart to inbound it. Gets it in. Inbounds the ball to Mason Bossler. They've got him trapped in the corner. Gets it up to Kelly Kirchhoff. Oh, all the way down alone under the basket. They give it to Zach Bossler for the slam dunk. Bossler slammed it in. And that makes it 68-56. Back to a 12-point ball game. Another steal and another breakaway and a lay-in up. And this one is good by Mason Bossler. Zach Bossler, Mason Bossler, a couple of real quick buckets. There's a whistle and a reach-in foul on Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff called for the personal.
Team foul number 3 of the quarter.
That's Kirchhoff's 3rd personal also. 1:42 to go in this one. 70-56. The lead is 14. Tegmeyer to Anthony Kling for 3. Got it. Anthony Kling, he's going to have a basket full of points, John. 33. I was going to say I lost count in my head here. Here's a driving lay-in up. Doesn't go. He ran right over the defender, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called That's on Anthony Kling. That should be, well,
I've got that as his fifth. And
I do too, but it's going to be number four.
Yep, I see what's happened there. They gave one of his fouls to his brother, and he fouled out. All right, at the free throw line, Mason Bossler shooting two shots. He's not been to the line yet tonight. This free throw is up and good, and that's going to put Mason in double figures with 10 points now in the evening. Again, a reminder, we'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring during our postgame show. You'll want to stay with us for that. Mason Bossler, second shot is up and good. Got them both. He now has 11 in the ballgame. Quickly, Jet Farwell in the paint. All the way shot in the lane. Falls to the floor. No whistle. Mason Bossler in trouble. And he was double-teamed and triple-teamed. I think they used a timeout to preserve the possession. So we'll step aside for another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Coming up after this, it'll be the Sacred Heart Girls and the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Girls in the Pioneer Conference semifinal game. In the first girls semifinal, the Johnson-Brock girls got the win over Dillard-Odell 39-34. So the winner of our upcoming game will face Johnson-Brock Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock right here in Fall City in the championship. You'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3. Boys game scheduled for 5:30 Saturday. That'll also be here on Sunny 101.3. You'll be able to count on us for continuing coverage. Long down court pass, almost away, saved from going out of bounds. Bossler comes up with it to the top of the key to Kirchhoff. Left side, Mikey Bartu goes to Kirchhoff. Near side, Bossler. Bossler tied up, whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
Jet Farwell picks up his just first foul of the ball game.
Huh. Have to talk to Jet about that. Must be open on defense. At the free throw line, Mason Bossler shooting two. Free throw is up and got it. Mason Bossler. Jet Farwell's played a great ball game here tonight. He's been at the free throw line more than anybody else on the team.
You look up at the scoreboard, you see the Bobcats, all five of their players on the floor right now are in double figures.
Wow. Second shot is up and off for Mason Bossler. Rebound, Jet Farwell. Farwell feeds it across to the right side. There's a long three up and off. No good. Rebound comes down. Zach Bossler down court with it. Bresson takes it in. Goes up with a shot. Doesn't get it. Blocked nicely by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling got the block. Went out of bounds off of Kling. It'll stay with the Bobcats. But we're under a minute to play now with a 14-point lead for the Bobcats. 51 seconds to play. In the corner right side, Mason Bossler passes up the shot to Mikey Bartu, top of the key. Kirchhoff to the left side. Wait a minute. A whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Indians.
Foul on Tetmeyer?
Wilkinson.
14. Wilkinson, his first.
The line shooting for Bobcat.
Shooting two will be Hayden Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff has 11 points. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Missed that one. He'll get another shot. Again, we'll have a rundown of the individual scoring. Don't go away. Stay with us for the postgame show. EMF Bobcat fans listening online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us for tonight's broadcast. Second shot is up and off. No good. Rebound try for a putback. Won't go. We had exclusive radio coverage of today's games here in Pawnee City on Sunny. Happy to have you tuned in and listening. A cross-court pass deflected away. Grabbed up Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff dribbles around defenders, gets it into forecourt. Kling gives chase, 24 seconds to go. They can dribble this thing out here if they want. I guess what's going to happen, Pawnee City's not going to come out and foul down as they are by 14.
I wouldn't count on that.
To the near side, Mikey Bartu. They're just running a weave now at the top of the key. Zach Bossler to the near side. Mason Bossler. Here comes the buzzer. 73-59 will be your final score tonight. 73-59, EMF defeating the Pawnee City Indians. Don't go away. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farman City Supply is where you'll find it. Farman City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For our post-game scoring recap, the Pawnee City Indians fall to the EMF Bobcats, 73-59, your final here in this semifinal of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Let's take a rundown of the individual scoring. First, for the EMF Bobcats, they had five players in double figures. Leading the way was Grady Bresson with 17. Zach Bossler had 16. 12 points for Mason Bossler. 12 points for Mikey Bartu. And Caden Kirkhoff had 11. Adding three was Jacob Clues, and Christian Conley chipped in two for their total of 73. From the free throw line, the EMF Bobcats made 12 out of 22, all of those in the second half. Individual scoring for your Pawnee City Indians. Well, it was a big night for Anthony Kling. He finished the game with 33 points to lead Pawnee City. Jet Farwell was also in double figures. He had 14. Trey Kling finished with 8, 2 points for Tyler Tegmeyer, and 2 points for Drew Meniga. From the free throw line, Pawnee City made 17 out of 25 at the line. Interesting to point out that Pawnee City did not sub until there was 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the ballgame, and that's when Kling fouled out of the game and Dawson Wilkinson entered the contest. Other than that, Pawnee City went with their 5 starters for the entire contest. 73-59, your final score, the EMF Bobcats defeating the Pawnee City Indians. Coming up here in about 10 or 12 minutes, we'll have the girls' semifinal game, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls taking on the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Stay with us. We're going to send it back to Kurt Kelman at the Sunny Studios for about 10 or 12 minutes, and then we'll be back with our pregame show for tonight's nightcap. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.